Parshas Vayeshev caused Maaseh with Yosef and the brothers, and the Torah tells us Vayelchu Echav L'Ros Atzon Aviyam B'Shchem V'Yom Yisrael Al Yosef Aloch Echaroim B'Shchem. Yosef, Yaakov Avinu sends Yosef to his brothers, and he says, "Lech lo re'eh shlom achecha, go see how your brothers are doing. Shlom hatzon v'shiveni davar." So Torah says, "Vayishlochehu me'em chevron v'yavo shchema." He sends them. Yaakov Avinu sends Yosef me'em chevron to Shchem. So Rashi has a question. Me'im Chevron, page 2. Hello, Chevron Bahar. Chevron's on a mountain. What do you mean, Me'im Chevron? Shenema Vayelu Be'Neg Vayavod Chevron. So Rashi says, Me'im Chevron means Ela Me'etza Amuko Shel Oso Tzadik. A cover b'chevron. That this is the beginning of the cause of the galus, which Avram Avinu already spoke about in the Bris Ben Abisarim. It was this gala. So this whole parsha comes from the Eitza Amuka of Avram Avinu. Okay. But still, once shot in the Pasuk. But what's the Pasuk shot? Eimech Hevron. Hello? Rashi's not the Pshuto. The Eimech Hevron is Eitza Amuka, also Shenikvah Mechevron. It doesn't seem to be the Pashat Pshat. So what does Eimech Chevron mean? Why why the valley of Chevron? Chevron was on a mountain. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim on page 5 of Chaim mit Chernovitz. Be'er Mayim Chaim. He says the following. He says, "Vayishlochehu me'im chevron, no da kushis rabosein zal, halo chevron bahar haya." Right, the famous kash of Chazal. So Rashi says, "Al derech hadrash." The Eimek Chevron means the Eitz Amuka shall also tzadik shenikra v'chevron. Now what's going to come now is the fulfillment of the Bris Ben Abisarim by Avram Avinu of Golos, because this all is going to lead into the Golos Mitzrayim. Uledidi Efshalom Rakine Vada Yaakov Avinu Kadas v'Katora Osa V'chachok Shachok Avram Zkeinu. Whereas Yaakov Avinu has the Mesorah from Avram Avinu. What's the Mesorah from Avram Avinu? So the Mesorah from Avram Avinu is that when you have a guest, you don't just let him go by himself, you malave him. And that's the pasuk here on page 4. Vayakumu misham ha'anoshim v'yashkifu al pnei Sodom. V'Avram holech imam l'sholchem. L'sholchem, says Rashi, l'lavosam. And Avram's malave, the guest. So there was a mesorah already from Avram Avinu to be malave, that a person shouldn't walk home alone. He should have escort. He should have an escort. So says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, that Vayishlochehu, Just like when it says Avram holech imam l'sholchom, l'sholchom means l'lavosom. So when it says vayishlocheyu me'ein mechevron, it means that Yaakov was what? Was melave Yosef. Because Yosef is going out on a journey to see his brothers, and Yaakov Avinu is melave him. And this idea of levoy, he learned out from Avram Avinu. In fact, Baruch Rosenbaum just points out the Rambam in Hilchas Ovel in Perek Yudalad Halacha Beis, where the Rambam writes, "Schar halivui meruba min akol fi hu chok shechokko Avram Avinu." It's the chok shechokko Avram Avinu. V'derech hacheset shenohag ba. Machil ovle drachim umashke osam umalave osam. Umalave osam. So that's the Mesorah of Avram Avinu. Oh, but, and that's what he says, Ayin Barambam. See the third line from the bottom. Ayin Barambam, that's your Rambam. Ayin Barambam Hilchas Ovel. But Ma'arech B'mitzvah Zu. She'ol al kol ha-mitzvahs. U'schar ha-levaya gadol min ha-kol ayin sham. Second paragraph. Second column. Mikol she'ken Yaakov Avinu she'sholach b'no asher hovel eichel lo yasa lo levaya b'chtei l'shomro mikol ra. Yosef b'mashe yoda ki echav sonim oso. Certainly he would do, you know, try to escort him. Alkein, first word, les vadai livohu al kolponim kedin levayas rav l'talmichu adibur shalir. Alkein, oh, so he says that's pshat. Chevron was Bahar. So why does it say emek Chevron? So that's good for the point. Because by every mountain, there's going to be a valley next to the mountain. So that's what it means. Avraham, Yaakov walked with Yosef until the valley. In other words, Hebron was a har. But to show that he didn't just part ways with his son from the har, where they started from, but he walked with him till the Emek. Meaning, he was Malavim. And that was the Kiyum of Levi. So that's what it means. Emek Hebron. Oh. Now, there's a famous Chazal in Parshas Vayigash. Here we have the Psukim by Parshas Vayigash, where when they told Yaakov Avinu that his son was alive. Vayaris ha-golos v'sh'sholach Yosef v'oseisoso v'atichi ruach Yaakov Avim. So what does it mean Vayaris Hagolos? So the famous Rashi on page 7 Pasuk of Zayin Simon Moser Lahem Bamasha Yaosek Shepirish Menu Pashas Egla Rufa. In other words, the tradition has it that when Yaakov and Yosef parted ways, the last sugya that they were learning was the sugya of Egla Rufa. So Egla Rufa is the calf. And Agolos is a wagon, but it has the same shorish word of the calf. So seeing the wagon reminded him of the Egla Rufa. But the question everyone asks is, how do we know that that was the last thing that they learned together? The last thing they learned together was Egla Rufa? Where does it say that? Also, there's a famous vort from different Mefarshim, the Kli Yakar and the Daz Kanim, and that's the following. We know in Parshas Egla Rufa, what's the story with Egla Rufa? Page 8. When you find a dead body, and it's between two cities, and you don't know who killed it, so you have to measure it to the closest city. And the Zkenim make a proclamation, you know, we didn't kill this person. So the Gemara in Sota has an obvious question. What, you think there's a Havamina that the Zkenim killed the person? That they have to make a declaration at the time of the Egla Rufa? Yadenu lo shofchu es adam hazeh? So says the Gemara in Sota Mem Hei Amid Bey, is at the bottom, page 9, 3 lines at the bottom. The Omrim, 2 lines from the bottom. Yadenu lo shofchu es adam hazeh, v'inenu loro, v'chi al datenu also shezikdei bezin shofchei domimein. You have a Havamina that the Ziknei Bezdin or Shofchei Domim El Shalobal Yadeinu Uptaru V'lo Hinichru B'lo Levaya. That's what it means. Of course the Ziknei Bezdin weren't Shofchei Domim, but it means that we never let somebody leave our community without escort. So escort is the yisod of what was said at the time of Parshas Egla Rufa. We didn't kill, meaning we didn't put him into a precarious situation where he could have gotten killed. So says the Meforshim, the Daz Kanim here on page 11, that what does it mean that they learned Egla Rufa when he left? It goes, what's the last thing it says in the Torah when Yosef and Yaakov parted ways? Vayishlacheu me'ein mechevron. He was melavahim. So that's the message of the Egla Rufa. That's what it means that they learned Parshas Egla Rufa. They learned the mitzvah of Levaya. And that's what he did. Because he escorted him. And the way the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains, that's why it says Ein Mechevron. Because he took him from the mountain and he brought him to the Emek. And the Kli Yoker says the following. Oh, so now what is the idea of being escorted? Because the halacha of escorting, as pointed out in the Gemara, is not necessarily to escort somebody the whole way. Even part of the way, the Gemara says even Dalet Amos. Oh, so the Maral on page 10, quotes the Gemara in Sota there. Schar levaya ein lo shir. So what do you mean, ein lo shir? Well, what's it going to help if I have to go home 10 miles if you're going to be melavin midal ramos? What's it going to help? So the Maral writes, Dover zetovin min advar mashar marnu biyarnu ke alavaya shehu mischabe elov ad shenechshav hamislava Bichlal harabim ve'nishar yichidi. Whereas a person needs to feel that he's part of somebody, he's part of a community, he's not alone. And the way I heard it, I think, and that's what Levoy is. In other words, we consider you part of our community. And the way I heard, I think Rav Yaakov Emmert once explained that it's the idea that you get this chus of the tzibur, you become part of the tzibur, so that you were escorted by the community or someone representing the community. And the Kli Yoker says on page 13, on the third column, the arrow, Bir Adover Kahu, Kimiadua Shamasha Marnu Lopitarunu below Levaya, Ainza Hilchasa below Taima, Kimanya Levaya al Yadenu Lo Shofchu, Time Shaldova Shakola Holech below Levaya, min ha'ir yesh lochos shem yiro listim shu olech levado v'yachshu shein lo goel. In other words, if a person goes alone and doesn't have anyone escort him, so it's going to be very easy that someone's going to just kill him, because they think this guy has no connections, and therefore he's alone, so it's very dangerous. But if people see that he's connected to something or to somebody, so they're not going to start up with him, because they say, hey, there's someone who escorted, so they're afraid to do something to him because they know that he has connections. And that's the idea of Levaya, that a person in this world should never feel that he's alone. You see somebody who doesn't have family, you should always bring him in, be part. No one should feel, a person has to feel connected. That's why, what do you go to yeshiva for? What do you go to yeshiva for? You go to yeshiva, so this way you can associate. You're part of this chabura. You're part of this, like Rav Stav said. Sometimes someone doesn't come from a certain place, he doesn't feel like he has a chevra, he feels disconnected. So he feels alone. So he feels dejected. But if a person comes and part of he associates. He's part of this shul. He's part of this community. He's part of something, and that gives a person chizuk. And that's a very important idea for a person to become part of, and to make sure that you make sure that there's no one who's alone. And that's the achrayus that we have. That we have to worry about other people, that they shouldn't feel that they're loners. And unfortunately, there are a lot of loners, a lot of people who would love to be brought in, and just people never take the initiative. You know, you see someone in shul, it doesn't look like he has anything, anyone's talking to him, anyone has shaychus with him, you bring him in. That's the mitzvah levaya. He shouldn't feel like a yechidi. He shouldn't feel alone. And that's the chiv. And in fact, there's a... we know, we read a couple of weeks ago in Pashas Vayetze about the Malachim. Hayachalom v'nei sula mutzav arzav roshom magi ha-shamayimah v'nei malachei Elokim olim v'yordim bo. So who are these Malachim? So the Targum Yonason on page 16, he says these were the Malachim. We have the Aramaic and then the Hebrew translation from the Yein HaTov. We'll read the Hebrew. Vayachalom v'nei sulam chavu ba'aretz v'roshom magia ad ruma shemayim v'nei shnei malachei shahochu l'sdom v'nizgarshu m'michi. These were the malachim of Sdom. V'ayu mugurashim v'holchim ad eis sheyotze Yaakov m'beis aviv v'ayu malavim osom chesed ad beis kel. These malachim were chased out of stone, but they came and they were Malava Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu, Vayelech Charana, and he goes to Beit El, he had Malachim. These are the Malachim that were Malava him. So what's the Pshat? So who's these Malachim by stone? So by Sdom it says on page 17, Ki mashchisim anachnu es hamokom hazeh higolo tzakosam es pnei Hashem v'yishalcheinu Hashem l'shachso. So I saw in the Sefer Shaila Torah Mord de Gevorek once in Parshas Vayetze. It says, that what was the chisaron of the Malachim, was they said, Mashchisim anachnu. And now they did tshuva, they were Malave Yaakov Avinu. So what's the idea? So he explains, he quotes from his father. He says, Mashchisim anachnu, that was a shtickle gaiva. And we're destroying stone. Anachnu, we're doing it. Not Hashem, we're doing it. It's gaiva. Gaiva means self-centeredness. And the opposite, the tikkun of that, is when you care for somebody else. So here, the malachim that once failed and said, Mashchisim anachnu, are the Malachim that now are Malav Yaakov Avinu, and they rise to the Madrega of now saying that we're not just the Malachim who are self-centered, but we care about someone else. And that's what the message of Levaya is, that there are people out there that need our help. Everyone needs to be part of something. No one could, you know, like the Gemara Chazal say, "Oh, chavrusa o misusa." If you don't have a chavrusa, meaning what is a chavrusa? It means you don't have a shaychus with somebody, with a rebbe or a community or a friend to be part of something. And you know that if you're not going to be here, someone's going to ask for you. You know, sometimes a person can be in a community or a place, and he misses shul for a week, and no one calls him. That's ridiculous. No one calls him. What do you mean no one calls him? If you daven in shul one morning, two mornings, the guy who sits next to you is not there, you got to call him up. You have to call him up. Where are you? We're worried about you. We want to know. How are you? That's the mitzvah of Levaya. And that's what the Tiferes Shlomo says on page 19. That's what it means. Lechno re'ei eshlom achicha veshlom atzon. He says, Matzinu tzadikim gedolim v'tovim shemei olam heimesh lo kivnu al kol yimeim rak al romus kvodo. There were some people, tzadikim, that can only relate to the Ribbono Shalom, the godless of the Ribbono Shalom. But they weren't able to connect to other people. He says, that was the Inyan Nadav Aviyu. The Karvosim Levnei Hashem Ve'yamusu. They should call up and also be a rakal kvodo. So they're not shaykh to this world. And he says the same thing by Erva Onan in this week's parsha. She nisham is gvoim. Ma'ol kanodav. Chetu b'zeh shalom chashvu b'tova sacheim ba'olam hazeh. V'vildi nosan zera lo'achiv. They didn't. So lech nar re'ei ha'shlom ha'checha v'ha'shlom ha'tzon. So he says, Hashem Yaakov Amar lo lech nar re'ei ha'shlom ha'checha v'ha'shlom ha'tzon la'shpi alhem. V'zos ha'shiv el ha'mal ha'chadov imo es'achai anochi mevakesh. In other words, Yaakov was trying to be mashpia on Yosef, that it's not enough just to be a tzaddik with the Ribbono Shel Olam. See, first, Yosef, Lo Shaslibo, it was only like Kines Hashem. That's why he spoke out against his brothers, because the only thing he cared about was Kvod Shemayim. So he saw the brothers were doing something wrong. So he tells his father, but he had to learn the lesson from Yaakov Avinu that it's not enough Dov's Kvod Shemayim, but Lech Nare'ei Eshlom Achecha Veshlom Atzon. Care about Shlom Achecha Veshlom Atzon. And then it worked, because when the Malach is asking, what's going on? Esachai Anochi Mevakesh. I'm looking for the welfare of my brothers. I'm not just there for myself. And that's the Yisod that he says again, the Ber Moshe of, this is from Koznitz, the Ber Moshe of Koznitz, says on page 22, Esachai Anochi Mevakesh, Nira B'derech Poshet Al Pima Adisa B'Zohar HaKadosh. You can look at the B'Zohar's on the previous page. The Shunami says, B'Tzoch Ami Anochi Yosheves. And it says, when you daven, the Zohar says, you have to daven, you know, plural, like Gemara says. Sharichol Mokom Shadom Ispalo Yichlo Atzmo Bein HaRabim, the Zohar says. Yachil Garmei Bein Tzegiyin B'Chlol Tzegiyin. It has to be b'tochami. You can't just daven for yourself. You have to be b'tochami. Esachai Anochi Mevakesh. From Vidrachenu, Yosef Hatzadi Omar, Esachai Klomer Imachai, Toklos Sharachai, Enim Afrid. And the way that the first Shlomo explains that originally Yosef was just Kanoi Kinos Hashem, Vayave Dibosim Ra. But in the end, he learns the lesson from his father. That his father teaches him Egla Rufa, he teaches him the mitzvah of Levaya. That you have to care about someone else. Not only that you care about Kovet Hashem, you have to care about your fellow Jew, Esachai Anochi Mevakesh. You have to care, Shlom Achecha, And that's, you know, and some people, you know, are naturally, you know, people who are expressive, extroverts, but some people are quiet. And that doesn't mean just because they're quiet, they don't want friends either. They're just quiet. And that's why a person sometimes has to take the initiative to reach out. Like if the guy who sits next to you in the Beis Medrash, one day he's not there, 2 days he's not there, you have to call him up, or else, what is it? You know, like Rabbi Gewurz from Boston was once explaining, you have to, you know, you have to say good Shabbos to the guy next to you, as Rabbi Gewurz said. That's the idea of mitzvah levaya. Not only the escort, but everyone needs to feel that they're part of something. And that's a chiv. Sometimes a person just shev al tasa. Sometimes shev al tasa is not good. You have to be kumvaseh. You have to know how to pick up a phone. You know how to do something. You know, have to show somebody you care about them, that no one should feel that they're alone. Because if not, yadeinu shafchu. God forbid, whenever there's a suicide. So sometimes there's a person's suicide because he feels he's useless. No one cares about me. You know, there's a story Rav Dov Brizak tells over about a fellow in the yeshiva. He was contemplating suicide. And that day, whoever it was, one of the mashkiach, whoever it was, as he was passing by, just gave him a wave. He said, that wave saved my life. Because I see someone cares about me. Someone's goris me. Someone knows I'm here. And if I'm not here, someone's going to care about it. And therefore, I'm not going to commit suicide. Little things. We think you have to do big things. Little things could save a person, and a person's an olam ole. So lechna re'e eshlom achecha veshlom atzon. That's the message that we have, that Yaakov teaches Yosef, and this is our Mesorah from Avram Avinu, as the Rambam says, hu chok shechoku Avram Avinu. That's the Mesorah that we have from Avram Avinu. Lech norei, eshlom achecha, veshlom atzon.